Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove on the life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, Teddy J. And it is Monday, which you know Monday is Hot After Dust Show. That's where we go in on hot news, hot music, and, of course, hot mess. So we got a lot for the chop up. Now, as well as, let's go ahead, let you know we are welcoming y'all to the new time. Well, those of y'all that came to the show a long time ago, you know, this ain't quite a new time. Came back to an old time. Like, so every Monday through Thursday, actually Monday through Wednesday, will be on at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So definitely check it out then. Back to late night, going down. All right, so we got a couple of crazy songs today. We got, of course, Jeeves, Let Me Slang It, which is like a clever, yet I just got to admit it, I do laugh this song. It's a clever song that is very catchy and you got to laugh a little bit because you're like, these two are crazy. And they actually been on the show before, too. That was pretty fun. And then we have my throwback track, which is by Milli Vanilli, which is Girl You Know It's True. So we're going to be doing a little bit of that. So what we're going to do before we come back, go ahead and play this one quick track. And then come back, watch that stuff live before Teddy J. This is, start with our old school track of the day. This is Milli Vanilli, Girl You Know It's True. We'll be right back.
So what are you doing back?
Well, I sat back and thought about the things we used to do. It really meant a lot to me. You mean a lot to me.
I really mean that much to you?
Girl, you know it's true.
everyone. Welcome back to Life at Death Live. Boy, Teddy J, that was. Maybe the easy girl, you know this too. All right. We're back. We got a lot of crazy stories today. I'm going to go ahead. I used to do something media take out was. I see a lot of stuff on Crumbs and Crips today that just like standing out to me. All right. First off, because a lot of stories today we're going to have to deal with too. Well, first off, I have to say, I am very ecstatic that the New England Patriots lost. Of course, a lot of people who know about my fan, of course, a lot of people know about my history of football and how what I like, what teams I like, and who I hate the most. But most of y'all know I do not like the New England Patriots of all teams. They are number one on my chart of teams I hate. So watching them lose was great. Only is ironically, I had to watch another team I hate beat them. But it goes into, again, Patriots being number one, I'll go for whoever I hate to beat them. So it was definitely great to see that happen. Now, as far as Super Bowl, there's a study according to Mr. Frederick Kaufman, who is the author of A Short History of the American Stomach. He says that scarfing down food is one of the characteristics of the American culture, and the Super Bowl is a day to celebrate such a thing. It is now apparent that the Super Bowl has become the number one eating holiday, which has replaced Thanksgiving. And reason being, because on that day, there's a lot more traditional American cuisine being eaten, such as soda, potato chips, pigs in a blanket, things of that sort, really high fattening food. So that's the reason why that's what has made this not only the number one eating holiday, but one of the ones that makes you extra, extra, extra fat. So big up to my boy, Mr. Frederick Kaufman. You know, I can't, you know, a lot of people might have, people don't argue that point, but hey, there's a lot of food that you generally don't eat on like a normal basis. It's like really high fatty that a lot of people eat in a day. And actually, ironically, we didn't do too much of that. Yesterday we had some pretty healthy food. It wasn't pretty moderate. We had Rotel, lots of fajitas, wine. One girl made these taco muffins, which was like really good. It's like she basically took a tortilla, put the stuff in, make a taco, and put in some muffin pan, and then it came out as a little muffin. So it was pretty cool. I have to say she did a thing with that. And it was second to the muffins as well. So a lot of different things that just made now traditional Super Bowl meal. So I would say that was pretty good. Shout out to the chef on that one. Big up to that. So, hey, I can't say I had traditional American food. All right. While we're over on Crumbs and Crips, another really dumb thing. It's funny because this also has to do with food, too. Okay, Margaret Burger apparently gets found unclothed and covered in peanut butter and chocolate. A man was arrested after he broke into a Kentucky grocery store and was found with peanut butter and chocolate smeared all over his naked body. 22-year-old didn't tell police why he felt the need to break into the Food World IGA in the small town of Neon, Kansas, but he was found there early this morning. So, wow. I have to say, this guy's a hat, man. I can't even to say. I don't even know what to say what you do. I mean, really, like, you really took the time not to, wow, you felt the need to be naked and smear. I guess maybe he was trying to live out a fantasy, I guess, whatever. All right. We got another story today. We got another song, and then we'll be back. This one is on one of the top stories of media takeout, and this is talking about Nicki Minaj. Apparently, there's some pictures that suggest that last night at Super Bowl she was not wearing any panties. All right. see, now we just got to talking about how, you know, that's one thing with the Super Bowl yesterday was that, you know, you got a little bit of pieces of different genres. Yes, the people who are known it was as far as very relative to the young generation. No, we finally got that back, but things like this is what screws it up sometimes. So guys, gotta kind of keep it down with it. Now, if you pay attention to the Super Bowl halftime show today, Nicki Minaj is one of the people that have been on stage. MIA. Let's see who else. Well, NFL, CeeLo. The people that was on the stage at Miss Madonna yesterday. They thought they go down, man, did a pretty good job. They big them up for that because it was definitely Super Bowl. It was like, wow, they brought this person out. They really went for the young generation this year, and I had to definitely say big up to them on that. Now, they're saying that she was not wearing pennies. Now, I'm looking at this stuff. Can you really see it? No, not really. She's very careful or how she did it. So, hey, you know, at the end of the day, it's not going to make too big of a fuss of it. Now, unless you just got super. Now, that Janet Jackson proper titty thing, that's another thing. You can't deny that. That was all in your face. Titty was all in your face. So, there you go. We're going to go ahead and go to the next track. This is by Turquoise Jeep. Let me smang it, girl. Smash it and bang it. Right here on Life or Death Live, your boy City J. We'll be right.
Young Hummer, hey, 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 I'm his Crash B. Hey, little lady, how you feeling? It's Hummer Boo at the crib, just chilling. Chillin'. Trying to figure out what I'm gonna do today. How about you throw on something sexy and come my way? I got a treat for you and you're gonna like it. I hear those giggles, go ahead and get excited. You say in bed that your man is a lame guy. Having sex with him is just like watching paint dry. Damn, I really hope that ain't true. But if it is, here's what I'm gonna do for you. And when you get here, I'm not just gonna bang it. I'ma smash it too, so let's just say I'm gonna smang it. Let me smang it, girl. Smash it, wait a minute. Let me smang it, girl. Smash it in there. Let me smang it, girl. Smash it in there. The way I work that kitty, gonna make your heart sing. Let me smang it, girl. Crazy. Hope your muscles warmed up, you can't be lazy.
Get loose.
This is what I like to call smash bang fusion.
Gotta focus, mama, you don't wanna get a cooch contusion.
I like to mix it up, I like to do stuff. I like to start slow, and then I beat it up. You should be cautious. Don't be scary. I'ma have you looking like a wild thornberry. The locals got you dry, well, let me be your tourist. And I'll leave your body feeling like a rainforest. So let's get it poppin'. Tell me, can you hang? Then let me swing it, baby, smash it and bang.
Let me swing it, girl. Smash it in, baby.
Let me smack it, girl. Smash it in, baby.
Let me smack it, girl.
Smash it in, baby. The way I work that kitty, gonna make your heart sing.
Let me smack it, girl.
Smash it in, baby.
Let me smack it, girl.
Smash it in, baby.
Let me smack it, girl.
Smash it in, baby. The way I work that kitty, gonna make your heart sing.
To the left.
All right, welcome back to Life at This Live. Your boy, Teddy J. That was Turquoise Jeeps. Let me sling it, girl. Especially baby. They call it Let Me Sling It, but you know, I got to the whole title. I had to get up and get calling to the radio show because I know the titles of the song. All right, so there's another story. Ladies, y'all probably is excited. Not me, on the other hand, not so much. Apparently, there's some pictures out there of young Jock being naked. So some of you ladies might find that a little exciting. And I don't give a darn. All right. Then another lost X. Another Super Bowl. Another thing actually has to do with the Super Bowl. Now, no, of course, it's been for the past 2 weeks or so. No, Brandon's been flaunting, talking about, oh, man, I got $5 million. I want to bet on Super Bowl against somebody that the Patriots are going to win. Now, City Sin was the person who decided to take him on that bet. And guess what happened? Well, 50 Cent got his money, of course. So it's definitely interesting. He says now $5 million richer. Courtesy of Birdman's crazy bet. Which, by the way, I tried to tell you about that team. And I mean, oh my God. The picture of me to take a watch that picture. And you look at him so close, it's like the tattoos on his man is crazy. Like, what the heck? This reminds me, one thing that tricks me out is the fact that his eyebrows are basically words. That's nuts. Okay. So, it just got real heated. And, of course, Tom Birdman, what he said, was on Twitter, I like New England. My nephew plays running back number 42. I'm going to bet $5 million to any dude. He said it to any nigga is what he said. Like the Giants, YMCMB, save you money. Anybody can get it. Hey. No way. Sounds really dramatically, whatever, too much going on. Then 50 Cent says, I'm up 500,000 off the last one. F it. I'll bet a little. I'll put a man on my G man. Son, you got the number. Hit me if you want it. So, yeah, okay. So basically, this is definitely going to be pretty crazy, man. Like, pretty soon, man. Big up to you, man. Big up to you. So yeah, that was just so that $5 million, man. That is crazy. This dude for $5 million. Oh, now hold on. Like, there's more to it than that. Let's see. Okay, so apparently, 50 Cent bet that the Giants will win plus two, which means that if the Giants lost by 1 point, he still would have won the bet. But anyway, that's very, 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 very interesting. So, big up to you, man. I'm going to let everybody, you know, matter of fact, I'm about to get my money pretty soon when somebody decided to bet me. When you idiots learn not to bet me, you Super Bowl bets. I'm usually pretty much right. I've been right for the past couple of years, so, hey. I don't think you want to bet me in the country, well, I'm just saying. But I will get my money. Now, one thing that's pretty crazy was, apparently over the weekend, Real Housewives of Atlanta star NeNe Leakes' son was really beaten and nearly killed this weekend. Man. Okay, so apparently, her son got into a fight with a group of white dudes inside a bar outside of Atlanta. According to reports, her son was talking real crazy to the group of guys, and they pounded him outside mercilessly. And he was in Worcester Hospital suffering from a shattered jaw and multiple broken bones in his face. He's expected to make a full recovery. One thing I will say is you got to me, it just goes to show that if you have to fight somebody over them saying something, over them saying a verbal comment, that's ridiculous. But also, too, don't talk trash. You got to be careful when you talk trash at. That's the whole thing. But for me, I'm a person, I thought it was trash, too. So I think it's necessary to fight someone over them talking trash to you. So people that decide to fight them because they didn't like what he said, oh, get over it. We get called niggas and stuff all the time, and you didn't see me fight nobody who would call me a nigga. Or, excuse me, it ain't nigga. It was the word they be using. Now, we got one more thing I want to talk about, which is my girl Chrissy from Love & Hip Hop. Just pulled out, and she's looking kind of pregnant. So, oh, yeah, she definitely was pregnant. Definitely so. So apparently, I guess that means Chrissy and Jim have a kid pretty soon. So congratulations to them, and can't wait to see how it turns out for the two of them. All right, as we get to come to close in a bit, I wanted to say everyone, thank you everyone for having on Dust Spot and continuing making it grow. Now I decided today, put out a post on one of the main sites. Lean Creators, where you actually get a chance to, you know, learn different things about how to make your site better, and as well as you critique. Now, I put myself out there on the front, on the back, on the burner to get critiques. Now, here's the fun stuff about it. Some were pretty rash, and some were pretty on point and very helpful. So I can say most definitely, I'm very glad that they had been so. One thing I had to definitely say as well is, you know, this whole experience, there's a lot of things that, you know, a lot of harsh ones were kind of helpful because some people probably didn't explain. You know, he had a great explanation of something that a lot of people have said before that I'm like, okay, they're not quite making the point of why they think so. They just think and not give you a really good explanation. I just say that I had to give him kudos for actually given a pretty thought-out explanation of why he thought what he thought. So, big up to you, man. I know, like, somebody got on you because you kind of did go over a little over the line. But other than that, I have to say that I agree with the stuff you said. So, big up to you for just showing me love and helping me out there. All right. So, if you missed any parts of the show, go to iTunes. You can start. Go there, type in Life of the Dust Live. You can actually check at the show as well on the website. Go to dustspot.com, that's DUSKSCOT.com. Click the Life of the Dust tab, and it will allow you to listen to the show freely. So there you go. All right, so as we hear it to roll now, everyone, make sure you follow me on Twitter. That's CedDJDust, that's CedDYJDUSK. You can look me up on Facebook the same way and follow our Facebook fan page at the Dust Spot. That's Facebook.com, the Dust Spot. It should pop up at DustSpot.com. All right. As we roll now, remind you everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J, or where there's a U, there is a way. Got to another episode of Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Teddy J. And where's the Chris Brown?